Sure. We're starting.
What?
Hi, and oh,
Oh,
what?
okay. You ready?
Yes.
Hi,
Hi.
everybody. Welcome back to the Watermelon Seeds Podcast. I'm Joseph.
I'm Ellie.
And today we have the honor of celebrating 1 year of dating. 1 year of dating, not plural, 1 year of dating. Isn't that
Yeah.
crazy? Well, technically,
Great.
we're recording this way before 1 year because we're super on time with our recording. But
Yeah.
no, just kidding. This is the night before because we wanted to save it until as close as possible because we're not getting up at 4:30 a.m. to get this podcast out by 5 a.m. People, don't be silly. Don't be silly. We're here today to talk about love.
Okay.
That was weird. We might have to cut that out.
Funny. Okay, let's see. Today in 2022, I did not have a boyfriend, and you did not have a girlfriend. For the last time since then. Wait. Yeah, so now 364 days have passed since I was last single. Basically, is what we're trying to say.
Glad you're not single anymore.
Exactly. Glad. And let's see what else. This is my first year of life having a boyfriend ever. So it's been a pretty
Okay,
crazy
so what we're going to talk about today is we got this.
Okay.
If you can't tell, we're off the cuff because that's how we like to do things around here. Spontaneous. But we're going to talk about our relationship the past year and how it's been. Oh, I also wanted to say, if you want to hear about how we started dating, go back and watch episode number 8 and 9, I think they are. Let me check. Episode number.
You used to have them like pretty much memorized, so you're probably right.
We'll see. Ooh, 10 and 11. I was a couple off.
10-11.
Go watch episodes number 10 and 11. Watch. Go listen to episodes number 10 and 11, and you'll get to hear about our story and everything that happened until we started dating.
Yeah,
Well,
well, that
now.
was basically like the summer and spring before we started dating. And
Yeah.
then, yeah, now we're
Now
actually
you
dating.
get to see like a whole year's worth after that because now we've been dating for a whole year. So
Yeah.
this is going to be a short and sweet one. It's not going to be very long, I thought it'd be fun if we both asked each other one or two questions of reflection on the year. Does that sound
Okay.
good?
That sounds great.
Nice.
I'll start.
Okay.
My question for you is, what is one? Actually, I'll start with an easy one.
Okay.
What is one month that stands out to you? Like out of the year, which month are you like, oh, we have a lot of good memories there, or maybe bad memories? I don't
Oh
know. Which month
man.
stands out?
What month sticks out to me? So to remind everybody, we started dating in September. So from September until August.
I have an answer.
You haven't answered your own question?
Yes.
Want to answer your own question? Go ahead.
I'll go first. The one that sticks out to me is October because
Because you love
it was,
fall.
yes, I love fall. And it was my first kiss. And I broke my elbow. So it was like some influential.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now answer. You've had so much time.
They're all so good. How can I just pick one?
Okay, that was an excuse.
Okay. I think I'm trying to recall what month this was, but I think it was either December or January when we would go ice skating and we would go walk around in like the trees and like by that rink. Was that in December?
Yeah, January.
January. And what else did we do in the winter time? And all the other fun things we did in the winter. I just really enjoyed no matter what, like I feel like it's easy for me to think of summer enjoyable months, like lots of fun things we did, but even in a month that maybe some people consider less enjoyable, we were still outside doing fun stuff. And oh, and like snowshoeing with your mom, that was so much fun. So doing all those fun things even when it's harder to do, I think that says a lot about you and a lot about of us, because we can always make the most of something or some situation. Situation.
That's a good one.
Situation.
And I will also say, I think that's also the month where we tried going to the castle, but it was snowy.
Oh yeah, we still did though.
That was fun too.
We still went there.
And my heels and your pants
Yeah.
were like very scary. Good one. Hey, do you have a question for me?
Yeah. What did you least expect? What's one thing that you did not expect or you least expected that you're really glad about? One thing that you weren't looking for, but it was like an extra bonus.
Okay, let's see. One thing that I least expected. There's two. Okay, the first one is that when I first started dating Joseph, I was what was I going to say? Oh yeah. I used to be like, oh, I would see you, but then I didn't want to see you like too much during the week. 'Cause, like, I had to hang out with my friends and like I don't know, like I didn't want to like text you too much. And like I don't know. I just kind of always felt like there was like I was kind of holding you like out a little bit, which is probably good. Like you're supposed to do that when you start dating. But I didn't expect to like get to the point of being so comfortable that I could like I didn't think about that anymore. I wasn't like clocking how many times I had seen you and like making sure it wasn't too much, you know what I mean? And then I actually get to the point now where we don't see each other. And so then I'm like sad. Like I literally miss you. Like I just didn't miss you like the first week or two. I'm sorry. You know what I mean
Hey,
though?
it's
Like
okay.
I just didn't know you enough to miss you. But like now,
When
I guess I just didn't expect that feeling, you know?
tomorrow, 1 year ago, when I sat you on that bench and said, "Do you
Yeah.
want me, my girlfriend?" You're like, you scratched your head a little bit and you said, "Do I?"
No, well, I mean it's a big decision. But no, I knew what I wanted, but I think it's because the feeling of missing someone goes along with the feeling of loving someone, you know, like once you love them, like of course you miss them, you know. So I think the feeling of missing someone is it was something I did not expect. Also, the other thing I did not expect was how much you would click with my family, like, and how much I would click with your family. I just had no clue what to expect, but my sisters love you. My parents are always mentioning you. My grandpa brings you up. Like, everyone just like loves your personality. Like, you're just super easygoing and you just blend so well. You just mesh. And then in your family too, I hope I can say that, but I think your parents like me and I
You
like them.
do.
Like I one of my favorite weekends from this summer was the cabin with them and the wedding and just hanging out with your mom and dad and your sister and Becca and Connor. So I think that's one of those things that I never could have imagined what it was like, but it was so fun and good.
Nice. Well, I'm
Yes.
glad you like dating me.
Yeah. What's something you did not
All of it
expect?
that comes with me. Something that I did not expect.
Yeah, you have to answer your own question.
Curveball. I didn't see that one coming from you.
Ah.
I did not expect like how you can take or I should say, we can take like the simplest things and make them so fun, or like how much I would enjoy just spending time with you no matter what we're doing. Like, even if it's just going on a ride in my vehicle, or if it's a picnic at a beach or something, or just we don't really sit around. So, no matter what it was, like, I guess I knew going into it that I was gonna like hanging out with you, but
That's good.
I just have learned how much I really do love spending time with you, and how we can, you've made me more adventurous. So
I'm glad.
how we can have fun doing anything outside.
I agree. Oh my goodness. I just thought of two random ones that totally like are examples of this. One time, first of all, Joseph's favorite store is Sam's Club. And I don't have a Sam's Club membership, but I've like was just asked him if I could go with him. And we just walked around Sam's Club. You were literally just grocery shopping. But it was so much fun. Like seriously, I don't know why. First of all, I had a cute outfit on. So anytime I'm wearing a cute outfit, I'm having a better day. And second of all, it was just fun, like just walking around and like being together. Who cares if it's just grocery shopping? Like it's just fun. I don't even remember. Were there samples? Probably not. I don't even think there were
Eau
samples.
Claire, Sam's Club doesn't usually have samples.
Oh, see, we didn't even have samples and we were still having fun. So
Wow.
that was one. And then the other one I just thought of was, well, for anyone who's not listening, or wait, you're all listening.
You crazy girl.
For anyone who doesn't know this, we used to do Wednesday mornings together during the week. Like that, like
Yeah,
we made
that
sure
was
to do
so fun.
Wednesday mornings. Yeah. And the one that I'm thinking of is one time we went to Catholic Mass. We
Yeah,
Catholic, but we went to church at like 8 a.m. on a Wednesday morning, and like just that's like so random, but that was so fun too. And like we missed like three turns. Well, I missed like three turns trying to get you there, but we still
it's a
had
whole day.
fun. Yeah, basically.
Can you
So
describe Wednesday morning?
yes, it is the third day of the week, and it is before noon. Sorry, I'm like going crazy. Okay.
Every Wednesday morning, when we lived in the same city,
Yeah.
we would, before either of us had responsibilities for the day, we would do something. It'd be like a mini date. So we'd
Yeah.
go on a walk, or go to shift, like go get coffee and breakfast, or do quiet times, or hang out and watch the sunrise, or anything in between those stuff, those things.
Yeah.
So, but
Yeah.
fellas out there, if you need something fun to do with your lady, take up the Wednesday morning tradition, but put your own twist on it. Make it a different day of the week.
Yeah. And especially for the people that are really busy, because you'd be shocked if we
Yeah.
didn't have that planned, like there would probably be some weeks where we literally like would not see each other. I'm being dramatic, but like the time just flies away and suddenly you're busy and
Like a dove.
yeah, like a dove. Oh yeah. Yeah, exactly, like a dove or a hawk. Do they fly really fast?
I don't know. All right. Well, people, we're recording this the night before we get to spend our 1 year together. So we're gonna get a good night's sleep and enjoy our company. So we're gonna cut this one short, okay? I hope you enjoyed this mini episode today. And you look confused.
So many.
Yeah, that's the point. The point is we can still get the podcast out, we get it to sleep in and enjoy each other's company with a full tank of energy tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Can I pray for us?
We pray for each other?
Sure.
Okay.
At the same time.
No, I'll pray for you first.
Different
You.
prayers at the same time.
No, I'll pray for you. Then you pray for me. Silly boy.
Good.
Okay. Dear God, you are so good and you are in control of our lives. And you knew exactly when I would meet Joseph and when we would start dating. And you know exactly what my future years look like and his future years. Hopefully our future years. We just want to thank you for giving us a year of dating. Thank you for all of our memories. Thank you for all the things we've learned, lessons we've made, just things that we've gone through together. I praise you for that. Thank you for being with us throughout that. I pray for Joseph as he continues his life as a working man. I pray that you'll give him wisdom in each day. I pray that you'll allow him to do his job to the best of his ability, not to make himself look good, but to glorify you. I pray that you'll give him strength to be courageous and bold in leading me as we're dating. And I pray that you'll give him really good friendships in Madison and good connections with his home friends. And I pray that he'll be able to have time to love and talk to his family and help him get to do all the things that he loves to do, like being active and playing guitar and hugging me. And we just praise you and we thank you for this day. Amen.
Thank you. Dear Lord, I pray for Ellie as we continue into this next year of dating. I pray that you help remind her and me that you always come first and we continue to put you first and live that out in our lives. I pray as she is now in Milwaukee in a new season of life that she is able to meet new people, love them well, and just have a full tank of energy every day to go out and live on mission and live out the purpose that she has in you and what she believes that you are calling her to do. So I pray that you give her strength and wisdom and guidance in that. And I pray for all the people around her that each and every day, the people that you want her to touch, you stick out like a sore thumb and you just give her the courage and the strength to meet those people where they're at and love them well. And I pray that even from afar, Ellie is able to stay in relationship and build relationships with her friends and family that are far away. And I pray that she's able to be intentional and with those people and just love them well as well. And I pray for us as we go into another year of dating that we walk that out well and seek counsel and guidance in that. In your name I pray. Amen.
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 All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow, sweet girl. Sleep good and yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been a fun one, even though it's short. Short and sweet. That's what we like to say, just like Ellie.
I love that. All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Wait, we got to do that again.
Okay. Bye,
everybody. I thought we say bye, everybody.
We do.
It sounded like you said bye, everyone.
No, I said bye, everybody. Twice now.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Sleep good.
Yes.